Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
DeMario Davis playing in the NFL for 10 years. He's an all-pro. Speaking of restructuring contracts, we've talked about that today. He just restructured his. He has led the Saints in tackles each of the last 3 years. Class guy, Shield One Foundation with Josh Norman. And I think Drew Brees is part of that too, helping young people all over the country. And DeMario Davis now is joining us. So I asked Jonathan Vilma an hour ago, I said, the first time you met Drew Brees, what did you think? And he laughed. He said, I thought he was kind of dorky. I couldn't figure the guy out. He was so into his world. So let's go back to the first week or the first time you met Drew Brees. What was your, DeMario, what was your initial impression?
First time I ran into him or talked with him, we were in the weight room and he was dialed into his process. I mean, he was locked in. He was in the mirror doing something with the dumbbells, probably doing some type of shoulder exercise or something like that. And I remember walking up to him and saying, you know, I'm going to make sure that the defense gives you everything that you need to be successful. You know, and that's the main reason why I'm here. And he literally went into his mode, so Drew mode, and he was like, I appreciate that. But every year, you know, it's the same thing. You start from the bottom and you got to build it. You got to build it back up to the top. And so right now we're at ground zero, and, you know, at this phase, we're going to do what we got to do just to get to the next phase. And then after that, we're going to stack a brick on top of that, stack a brick on top of that, stack a brick on top of that. Every year it's a reset, and we start from the beginning. And, you know, he just let me know he was happy to have me there and, you know, be ready to get to work as we build this thing back up.
DeMario, leadership is really hard to quantify. Are there moments with Drew Brees that you honestly thought that you won a game, not because of throws, not because of what he could do physically, but that Drew's leadership, there were moments where you felt they won games in the time you played together?
Oh, by far. I mean, I've been in games with Drew where you take Houston, for instance, I think 2 years ago, it's a shootout going back and forth. And the last drive of the game that Houston has, they drive down and score and take the lead. And there's not a lot of time left. And you're like, man, this game defense, we might have just blew the game. And then you were like, the offense goes on the field, and the crowd chants, Drew. And you remember, like, oh, we got Drew Brees. We still got a shot. And he drives down the field, and we win the game. And you like, man, that's what it means to have that type of quarterback back there. And coming from teams where I didn't have guys like that, that means a lot. That means a lot. And definitely have won games just because we had him on the team. But what's more impressive is, you know, in 3 years I've been here, we haven't lost a lot of games. But every time we have lost games, you know, I can see him over there in his locker just kind of going through the game. You can tell he wears the entire weight of the team on his shoulders. He will never blame a game on anybody else. He puts the weight on his shoulders. And he never says that, but you can just see how he carries it. And that's the definition of a true leader to me. You know, you can learn a lot about a person and what they do in times of success. You learn more about a person, what they do in times of adversity.
Yeah, that's a great point. DeMario Davis, Saints linebacker, and a great one. You know, it's free agency time around the NFL, and you've been in that spot before. I was just talking, Aaron Jones actually has never been paid the big money. He was a low-round draft pick, and he decided, this is rare. He's like, listen, I can make more money elsewhere. It'll be my first big check. And he's like, you know what? Packers have a good O-line. We win 12, 13 games a year. I got Aaron Rodgers. And this is rare. And I don't blame, because I thought he was going to go make money because he got overlooked out of high school. He got overlooked out of college. And I'm like, go make your money. But do you understand where he's coming from? It's like, so there's a lot of bad cultures in this league. There's a lot of bad general managers. And it's just nice to win. It's just like with the Saints, you guys just win a lot. And did you think about that during free agency that there are times you can stack that money up, but if you're driving to the arena on Sunday and you stink, it's not that much fun playing football.
Yeah, and that's a very interesting point. And, you know, I'm glad he got the deal that he got. You know, free agency is interesting. And we're living in a time where it's blockbuster deal on top of blockbuster deal, not just in football and basketball, baseball, all over soccer. You just see blockbuster deals on the bottom of the ticker. And what can happen in that is sometimes guys can get lost in that. And by all means, you know, I want people to get what they feel is due to them. But it has to be a point to where you look at it and figure out what's best for you, what's best for your family, what's best for your psyche, what's best for your heart, you know. And it's more than just dollar signs, because, you know, whether it's, you know, $50 million or $100 million, all of it is changing your life situation. All of it is changing the legacy that you're going to be able to leave for your family. All of it is changing what you're going to be able to leave to your grandkids if you manage and steward it right. So at the end of the day, it's not always about just going and get the biggest deal that you can cash in on. It's about the whole picture. It's about the whole pie. Like what is going to make you happy to go to work every day? What's going to make it where you joyful to be around your family members because you enjoy the environment that you're in? And it's very rare that you get in a situation where you can get the pay, be in the right organization that you love and appreciate, that organization loves and appreciates you, and it's respectful across the board, and it's appreciated and mutual across the board. And when you have that, you better do everything you can to hold on to it. It's like a good woman. If you find a good woman, you better do everything you can to hold on to it, because it ain't always green on the other side.
That Joy is nodding her head. Joy is like, that's right. You get a good woman, you better hold on to it. By the way, you do a lot, your Shield One Foundation. You've always been a giver your entire career. That's why we bring you on the show. Very thoughtful. Josh Norman's part of that. Is Drew Brees part of that too?
Yeah, Drew Brees, one of the founding board members. And we got support across the league. Big support as well. We got an activation going on in Minnesota. Eric Kendricks is behind that. Support from Super Bowl winning Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes, two competing against each other. So we got support across the league just behind other players being behind it. You know, when so much social unrest was going on, we wanted to create a vehicle for change. You know, so many people were just asking, like, how do we give? How do we help? How do we be a part? And so what we really wanted to have was a vehicle that people could get on to. We have a campaign going on right now where we're trying to create sustainability in the Minneapolis community, which is ground zero. You got the trial of George Floyd going on right now. And if that trial doesn't go right, there could be, you know, civil unrest again. And, you know, last time that happened, you know, those people were cut off from food access. They were cut off from medical services. And, you know, in a time like COVID-19 and the city is literally burning down, you know, you got to make sure that those communities have access. And so we partnered with got behind an urban farm that's there that provides, you know, food security for 100 days, no matter the weather, no matter what's going on in the city, no matter any type of crisis that's happening. And what we wanted to make that was that could be 365 all the time. And that's where our support has been around that. So if anybody wants to get behind that, we have a campaign going on where we're raising dollars to build an innovation center and discovery lab, because we want to be able to teach the next generation how to work in this innovative farm. And it's really an amazing thing. So you can look at it on shieldonefoundation.org and learn all about it. But it's been a blessing. And so we have activation going on in Minneapolis, Atlanta, D.C., soon going to be out in L.A., got projects coming to New Orleans. So it's been a tremendous thing to work with these guys and alongside these guys, and want to have something that we can spread out and share with everyone.
By the way, he'd never missed a game for a linebacker. That is saying something. Never missed a game. That listen, man, if I cough twice in the morning, I'm out of work. I'm done. You've never missed a game, DeMario. Good for you. Quality dude. Nice talking to you. Thanks, man.
Hey, thanks for having me on. You guys be blessed.
Thanks, man.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sportsbook, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hustler Turf Equipment, most complete lineup of residential and commercial zero-turn lawnmowers in America. Over 1,000 dealers. There's one near you, HustlerTurf.com, HustlerTurf.com. Joy Taylor with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Juju Smith-Schuster is heading into free agency for the first time in his career.
Yeah.
And in case he doesn't return to Pittsburgh, he thanks Steelers fans for their support for the last 4 years. He said, no matter what happens this week, if I'm back or if I'm somewhere else, just know that I will never see Pittsburgh as just 4 years of my life, but as a part of who I am. I'll always carry that tough blue-collar spirit for the rest of my life. I love you, Pittsburgh. Hashtag 412.
He's made a lot of catches. Once they drafted Claypool, some people thought it was over, but
he had 97 receptions, 831 yards, and 9 touchdowns last year.
Folks, he had 100 catches. Okay, that's a lot of catches. For me in this league, you can be talented, but are you productive? Dude is productive. He's as good a slot receiver. I don't have a ranking in my head of the best slot receivers, but he's got to be top three.
I mean, he's a very productive guy. He's well-liked in the locker room. There was, you know, that stupid controversy with the TikTok or whatever, everyone overreacting to that last year. But Juju's a good guy, and he can adapt very well. He's functioning in a system with the Steelers, as he mentioned, that is it's a blue collar place, a very high demanding fan base. He can bring a lot to a team, and there's a lot of other free agents still out there. Like we saw Jonnu Smith get signed to the Patriots today, Kenny Golladay, obviously Hunter Henry, Trent Williams, Carl Lawson, Jadeveon Clowney, Will Fuller.
Juju doesn't get hurt much, and he's also at USC. He was known as the hardest working player in the program. So
yes,
he has fun, but he's a grinder. He's a weight room grinder.
So there was a scary moment for Joel Embiid during Friday night's Sixers-Wizards game. He landed awkwardly after a dunk and hyperextended his left knee. An MRI did not reveal any structural damage. We're showing it here. And the team is calling it a bone bruise. He'll be reevaluated in 2 weeks.
I want to see that again. It's weird because he lands almost
on his heel a bit, like, and his knee bends. Yeah, he hyperextended it.
Yeah.
He's obviously in the MVP conversation right now, averaging 29.9 points, 11.5 rebounds per game, and they're the top seed in the East right now. This is upsetting if you're a Sixers fan. This is not what you want to see. He has obviously a pretty long injury history, and this probably also damages his MVP chances as well. Not that that's what he was playing for this year, but he's going to miss some time, and that generally hurts you in that conversation.
He missed his first 2 years in the league, so he's only played 46% of available games since he was drafted. So, and again, I always go back to this. This is just the reality of bigs. I mean, Greg Oden was super talented, and Andrew Bynum, and when you get hurt early, Sam Bowie, you have a history. For whatever reasons, and some of it is just a body for a guard is more compact. You know, a 6'1.5", 190-pound guard, the bigger you are, the more of a target you are. Also, centers play down low, more elbows, more physicality.
Yeah.
You're jumping to block shots. You're landing wrong. So it is rare to find a big that doesn't have some injury. And also, you're carrying a lot of weight. Like, Shaq was carrying a lot of weight on those feet.
So is Joel Embiid.
Yeah, on their back and feet. That body type gets injured more.
Yeah, well, hopefully he's back and is able to be healthy for the playoffs. But, you know, it's very concerning if you're a Sixers fan. So after months of negotiating, a two-fight deal has been agreed upon between Tyson Fury and Anthony Joshua.
Oh.
Very exciting.
Yes.
Both fights are expected to take place in 2021. The first fight will likely be in June or July, with the rematch in November or December. And these two fights will unify the heavyweight titles. So Tyson Fury last fought Deontay Wilder in February of last year. We were both at that fight.
And Tyson Fury is so... I don't know what to do with him. First of all, his body, he's so enormous. He's just literally a very big guy. Yes. Like if he'd have fought Tyson, I mean, it would have been up here and down there. Like he's so enormous. He's very jovial. He's very much a big personality.
He has a very interesting style.
Yeah. He's hard to get my... if you go to look at lists, best heavyweights ever, where do they put Tyson Fury?
Well, Tyson Fury is 30-0-1.
I know.
He has 21 wins by knockout.
Yeah. So if you look... Now, it's not a great generation for heavyweights, but he's 30-0-1. He's kind of... His personality can be very funny and light. His style's different. He's bigger than I think ideally... Height-wise,
he's very tall. Yeah,
so he's not going to move quite as well in the ring.
It just doesn't seem to matter, though. And he can take punches now. Now Anthony Joshua is 24-1 and has 22 wins by knockout. He last fought in December of 2020, and he won that fight as well. This is going to be a really
This is going to be the fight to be at.
Big fight.
Yeah,
hopefully they can have.
Well, who? What company has that fight?
Have fans there? I'm not sure, but. This is going to be a good one.
Does Fox get that one?
I don't know.
I'd pay-per-view that one. So
remember we were at the Fury Wilder fight when they had those ridiculous entrances. Fury came out on this like
that was insane.
This I don't even know what it was. It was like a altar or something.
Yeah.
And then
Wilder
had the whole suit that then he said was too heavy because Fury's entrance took so long. Fury's entrance took like 20 minutes.
No, I thought it was over the top.
You didn't like it. I liked the pageantry. It was a lot. It did end up being a lot. I will admit, I could see why people didn't enjoy
right.
it.
Well, what do they say? Where does Tyson Fury rank? Okay, so they have him ninth. Who is he below and just above? He's just below Vladimir Klitschko. All right, Vladimir Klitschko won a lot of fights. And just above Vitaly Klitschko.
So he's sandwiched between the
Klitschkos.
Klitschko brothers.
All right, that feels about right.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this, though.
Oh, so am I. Oh, that's good. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd
I just,
Line
I
news.
Applaud boxing for giving us the fight we wanted to watch. That's yes. always been my knock on boxing is that you got the promoters. There's no governing body. So the promoters, I mean, there's a lot of heavyweight fights I wanted to watch. I never got Foreman and Tyson. I wanted to watch that thing for years.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes the negotiations go on so long, even not just for the heavyweight fights, that they just get out of their prime.
So when is this fight happening?
This fight
June or
July. And then the rematch will be, so it's a two fight deal. So June or July, and then the rematch will be November or December.
All right. Is the first one in the States, hopefully?
I would imagine it is, yeah.
All right. That's very exciting. Very excited about that. Good to have you in today. Have I told you Gonzaga's going to win it? Oklahoma State is my dark horse, and Villanova's the first good team to get whacked. There it is. By the way, on your list of great heavyweights, Ali's probably one. Larry Holmes probably five or four. Is Tyson in the top five or six? Tyson's, where's Lennox Lewis? Fifth. All right. Give me your top five. Ali one.
We have Ali at one, Larry Holmes at two.
Good boy.
George Foreman three, Joe Frazier four, and Lennox Lewis at five.
I like Lennox more than Holmes. Holmes was all jabs. He bored me to tears. He was kind of cranky and he jabbed. But he was heavyweight forever. All right. I like fights. It's the only thing I can get my wife to watch. She'll watch.
Well, they're events. They're history.
She'll put, you know, she always wants to go to the fights.
Rest in peace also to Marvin Hagler.
The great Marvin Hagler. Listen, this is a cliche by now. The best round of boxing. The best two I've ever seen. Hitman Thomas Hearns from Detroit against marvelous Marvin Hagler. You can YouTube it. Round one. It's insane. It is absolutely insane. The second best round I was at live at Bally's on a Saturday. I'm not joking. Iran Barkley and Nigel Benn. And they did the same thing. They just kept knocking each other over. It was a Saturday afternoon. I was having a beer too early. We sat down and we were howling laughing. It was the craziest thing I've ever. I don't know if it's on YouTube. Iran Barkley, Nigel Benn from Great Britain. And like that, the difference is there were knockouts in the first round, but Hagler passed away, I think 66, was it 66,
yeah, 66
years old. Classy Boston guy. He quit. He lost to Sugar Ray Leonard. Very controversial because Leonard kind of manipulated the judges, and Marvin just said, I'm done. which was, he had a lot of fights in him. He was great. Brackets are out. We'll play Name That Nickname. I'll be humiliated. That's coming up next.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your most life-changing sleep, about what's underneath. Casper Mattress aligns your spine. Aches and pains eliminated with 86 supportive gel pods, only at Casper Mattress, casper.com. All right, NCAA tournament is set. Thursday they have a few play-in games. Best for last, we're going to do Name That Nickname. So these, of all the teams in, I have to guess some of the nicknames. I'm pretty savvy at this, so let's go, Joy.
Okay. What is the nickname for Colgate University? The Colonels, the Icy Blast, the Tigers, or the Raiders?
Well, if it was Icy Blast, you should fire the person who named it.
You don't like the Icy Blast.
Now, I will say Colgate Colonel sounds right. I'm going to go Colgate Colonels.
Nope, Raiders. Raiders? Colgate is a 14 seed and plays Arkansas.
All right, Colgate Raiders.
What is the nickname for Drexel University? The Dragons, Demons, Bulldogs, or 76ers?
God, I don't know why I think it's the 76ers. Bulldogs or 76ers? I'm going to say Bulldogs, but I swear to God it's 76ers.
They're both wrong. Dragons. Drexel is a 16 seed and faces Illinois.
Jeez. Where is Drexel? That's like Philadelphia or something, isn't it?
Oh, that's what the 76ers trick is for.
Yeah, I swear to God, Drexel's like in Pennsylvania or something.
What is the nickname for the University of North Texas? The Terminators, Mean Green, Wildcats, or Shorthorns?
I know this one, Mean Green.
Yes, North Texas is a 13 seed and faces Purdue. What is the nickname for Abilene Christian University? Wildcats, Greyhounds, the Saints, or the Avalanche?
Well, Christian and Saints feels, but again, I swear to God, it's Greyhounds. I'm going to go Greyhounds.
That's the Wildcats. I love when you're so convicted on it. Abilene Christian is a 14 seed and faces Texas. What is the nickname for Grand Canyon University? The Tigers, the Heat, the Antelopes, or the Canyons?
If it's the Grand Canyon Canyons, again, fire the AD.
I like that.
That would be so embarrassing. That's like giving up. That's like wearing sweatpants around the house. You're just giving up.
I wear sweatpants around the house all day, every day.
But not if you had some hunk of man hanging around.
I'm definitely wearing the move of a hunk of man.
Hold on. Again, I'm absolutely sure this is the Antelopes.
It is the Antelopes. Yeah. They're 15 seed, face Iowa.
Yeah.
What is the nickname for the University of Hartford? The Whalers, Hawks, Bucks, or the Yard Goats?
I absolutely know what this is. I'm 100% certain it's the Hawks.
It is the Hawks. Hartford is 16 seed, plays Baylor.
I went to one of their games one time. I live there. That's how I know that. At Hawks. Yeah.
Cleveland State University. The Claws, the Lions, the Vikings, or the Cavs?
Didn't Norris Cole go there? Remember the Miami Heat?
I do remember Norris Cole.
Didn't he go to Cleveland State?
Contributed mightily to that.
Wasn't that the old joke when
team.
Jerry Tarkanian? It was? Yeah, Norris Cole. Jerry Tarkanian used to have a joke. Jerry Tarkanian hated the NCAA. And Tark used to always say, yeah, by the way, Kentucky just bought 5 players and they put Cleveland State on probation. Because Tark's thing was they never take the big guys out, it's always the small guys. So Cleveland State. Okay, I'm on a winning streak.
Okay. Are you?
Yeah, 2 in a row.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say Cleveland State. Vikings?
Correct. Cleveland State is a 15 seed and plays Houston.
All right.
finally.
All right, it's a big one.
UNC Greensboro. The Shamrocks, Tidal Waves, Giants, or the Spartans?
Okay, so I've gotten four right. Right? I think I've gotten four right and four wrong. I started very slowly in this game.
Yeah, you did.
Three wrong and how many right? Oh, sheesh. So if I butcher this, I'm still 500. Okay, let's get this right. Let's not waste. Let's not.
Shamrocks, Tidal Waves, Giants, or Spartans? UNC Greensboro.
See, here's the problem. I'm absolutely sure I'm right on this.
Are you?
I'm absolutely sure this is the Spartans.
It is the Spartans. Well done.
5-3.
It's pretty good.
What was the one I biffed at the beginning?
13 seed and plays Florida State. You missed
Drexel.
Colgate and Drexel.
So Colgate's the, what is it again?
Colgate is the Raiders.
That's a
Colgate
terrible Raiders. Nickname.
You don't like Icy Blast though.
That sounds like some kid food or something like bad for your teeth. All right.
I think it's funny.
Sometimes driving is great. Sometimes it's not so great. Like when it's pouring outside, make sure you have Michelin Endurance XD silicone wiper blades. They repel water, snow, and ice. Get yours today only at Walmart. You know, there was a time in my life when I was a fledgling sportscaster, believe it or not. God, I had no life. When I was a kid, like 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, I bought a book. I remember, there obviously wasn't Amazon or the internet. I don't even know where I got it. I swear to God. And I bought a book. It had 360, it had every nickname in the country. Every school, every nickname. And I swear to God, there was a time in my life I had them all memorized. I was Rain Man before Rain Man.
Not a whole lot to do up in
rural Washington State.
Yeah.
You know, you named Santa Cruz the Banana Slugs. I mean, I knew that's a true name. I knew every single one for a long time in my life. Then I started dating. And then you just don't know nicknames.
And you just drop all that knowledge, that useful knowledge. That didn't go well for you when you were dating?
Well, you have to move off some things. Yeah. You know,
there's only so much brain space. I agree.
Yeah.
Whatever's necessary.
When I was, my mom liked, so I grew up in Washington State, and we had two big events when I was a kid. Three. Mount St. Helens exploded. The ash came. It was on my car. I woke up. The Rajneesh in Central Oregon, where this people moved into Central Oregon, took over the middle of the state. And the other one was serial killers. And there was a lot of serial killers in Washington State. We had Ted Bundy. Like, it was the story for, like, ever in Washington State. We used to only have local news.
Right.
And so those were the three big, like, national news things. And when I was young, I started reading all those books. And one time a girl came over on a date, and I had, like, 9 serial killer books. And I could just see her eyes go to my, like...
That's very observant of
blank
her.
Blank massacre and blank killer.
Yeah.
And she was just got very quiet, and I was like... And
yeah, you want to check for... If there's an extra amount of serial killer books in the house, it's probably not...
And I said, my mom, we would read these. It's just please.
Right.
I think I never had a second date. Just
shocking.
Didn't work. Serial killer book. I had to move off those. It was bad for my social
life. That's a good choice.
Life.
You don't want to display those. I don't know if there's... I don't think you should have them at all. Because if you display them, then you have that problem. If you hide them, it's probably even worse.
Oh, yeah. Like, what if she was going to the restroom and opened up a cabinet and I had serial killer books? At that point, jump out of the bathroom window and just run down the street.
Yeah, then you just walk out of the house
just
and don't return. That's why you like all those shows now.
Oh, I can't get enough of true crime. Could watch it all day.
What was that show you tried to convince me to watch for the longest, the slowest single, start ever?
Yeah, it's the single best show in the history of any pay-for-TV service. It starts incredibly
slow.
So slow.
I couldn't get past the first episode.
Mindhunter.
Yeah, that's what it was. And, did it pick up?
Oh, God, it's unbelievable. But the first episode and a half, it's like waiting in line at a pharmacy, and you're like the 18th car.
I was a little concerned for you after. I was like, wow, that's how Colin spends his nights. That's the slowest show I've ever watched.
It's but you know how Netflix is. The first show is always awful.
Yeah, there's a lot of setup. You gotta
it's
set the story
all set up.
Up
because Netflix isn't trying to win you for the night.
They want
to get 13 episodes in 9 years.
And we're programmed to have a cliffhanger after every episode.
That's right.
Yes.
So Sopranos was the first show that ever did that. Where there would be episodes that were about nothing. They were just setup episodes. And you're like, who's getting whacked? And you're like, I mean, there'd be episodes of Sopranos. I'm like, well, nothing happened for an hour. but it was setting up the next step. That was the first time I remember, because you and I grew up with like shows where there was a payoff at the end of every show.
Yeah, because they want you to watch again next week or the next night.
But, and then Sopranos came and they just, every fifth episode was just a setup episode. And so Netflix is always the same. The first one's a dud. It's just setting the story up. And then the second one, half to three quarters is a setup. And then at the end of every Netflix show or Amazon Prime, by the end of the second one, there's a hook. And you're like, okay, I'm in. So you have to wade through the nonsense.
Yeah, True Detective season one, which I think is the greatest
show ever,
was pretty slow the first two episodes. But then it got crazy.
That was the one with Woody Harrelson.
Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson.
Oh,
yeah.
That was the second.
Excellent.
Year two stunk, but year one was great.
Yeah.
Supplement I take every day is M-Drive, powerful ingredients backed by science, energized, stronger, leaner. Go to mdriveformen.com today, free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Refind your prime with M-Drive. Don't let age beat you. Do I got a minute left? I forgot the clock today. Yeah, sorry, I was bad on the clock today. Listen, it's raining. I got to move. My mind's elsewhere. Wife's calling, complaining.
I'm so glad that I didn't have to move in the rain. I genuinely feel bad about that.
Yeah, well, it happens. So, I, by the way, drove by your new place because you talked about, because I drove to my place yesterday.
Yeah,
so
don't say where it is.
So I said, oh, I'm going to drive by Joy's and see it. Very nice.
Thank you.
It's a very nice place.
Thank you. I'm very happy. It was a long, long day, but I'm very happy.
Now, you used to hitchhike from work. You were like 5 feet away, but now you're a couple miles.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Joy literally lived. She could throw a baseball to our offices.
I was very close, yes.
And
it was also the loudest apartment I've ever been in my entire life.
It was
when we were working from home, the producers would ask me if I had the window open. That's how loud it was. I'm like, no, it's literally this loud all the time, which is part of the reason why.
This has been the five favorite moments on the show today is the last 4 minutes talking about moving and serial killers.
I've never had
more fun in my life. All right, speak for yourself. The Fellers are going to be ready. It's right around the corner on a Monday. Keep your eye on these NFL reporters. A lot of stories getting broken here in the next few days. It's The Herd.